back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, happy 4th of July to everyone. I hope you're having a great time out there at the lake, or maybe you're up in the mountains. Wherever you are, I hope you're enjoying the day and having some fun with family and friends. Now, Doc Bill, I have not forgotten about that barbecue, so I want a little chicken as well as some ribs, both of those. Coleslaw, also want some baked beans. How about some great peaches from J-Moore's?
Peaches from J-Moore's are good, as well as some of the local corn. You know, Sage has got really good corn. You can also get great corn at J-Moore's as well. So I think we need to take advantage of those great fresh produce that we can get this time of year.
Oh, it's the perfect day for our fresh produce and things like that. So absolutely, J-Moore's is the place for me, for sure. Now, how much trivia do you know about the 4th of July?
A little bit, but not that much. It's always good to learn, because I think, you know, that's a long time ago, and we look at it and we think that we have some idea about what was going on, but there were a lot of things going on in the country at that time, and this country became a nation over a period. There was a lot of progressions occurring. It just wasn't one day, boom, we're an independent nation. And so I think we sort of forget that when we look at what happened during that period.
You're absolutely right about that, because actually it was July 2nd, 1776, when the vote of the Continental Congress to approve the Declaration of Independence actually happened. So it wasn't actually on the 4th of July. It was when all the signatures and everything was finally put on the document. So you're absolutely right about that. It was a process. And, you know, I can just imagine them all sitting around and talking and debating and just all of the time that probably went into putting that document together.
Well, it did. And, you know, the whole idea of even doing it, when you think about it, the fact that it was treason. You know, they had left, and it wasn't just any country. It was the most powerful country in the world.
That is true.
That took a lot. And they had a lot on the line. A lot of these people, they said, well, they were old men that lived a long time ago and had, you know, a lot of property. They had a lot to lose. And, you know, when you can lose everything and your life among them, you know, it takes a lot to do that.
It really does. It really does. But, you know, when you think about celebrations, I would say that the 4th of July, certainly in the U.S., is a huge, huge holiday. I mean, it certainly signifies, you know, summer for us. A lot of people, this is when they take their summer vacations. But the first big celebration was the 4th of July in 1777 in Philadelphia, which included a parade, a 13-shot cannon salute, fireworks. So even fireworks way back then.
That's true. And again, you know, Philadelphia was the center place. Again, it's not Washington, D.C.
Well, Washington, D.C. now, I guess they try to say they're the center of the universe, right?
Right.
But now in 1870, a federal holiday bill was passed to recognize major holidays, which included Independence Day, but also included Christmas and New Year's Day, too.
No, that's true. And then the 4th of July became a paid legal federal holiday in 1938.
So people could now get actually paid for taking that as a holiday. So that only happened in 1938. That doesn't really seem that long ago.
It doesn't, but you got to remember the whole concept of paid holiday. You know, a long time when people used to have jobs, you got paid. Your important thing was your pay. You know, the idea of being paid for holidays was something that
was a
new concept. You know, you were glad to get paid, and pay allowed you to do a lot of things. But the idea that this is a holiday and we're going to pay you to take that day off was wasn't really in the system.
Well, I would say that probably some people may still think that, but I'm certainly glad to hear that that is one of the paid holidays. But, you know, another piece of trivia here with Adams, who was part of course, the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776, he wrote to his wife predicting that the love of this holiday would continue for generations and generations. He was predicting that there would be celebrations, there would be parades, there would be games, there would be bells, bonfires, illuminations from one end of the continent to the other. And what he actually said was, from this time forward, forevermore, we will be celebrating this occurrence.
He was right.
He was definitely right about that. That's amazing.
Except for the firecrackers and cherry bombs that were banned. But other than that, the fireworks continue.
And, you know, another good piece of trivia here that I didn't realize this, but kind of looking at some of these things, I found this kind of interesting. And that was that Presidents Jefferson and Adams, they were very, it was kind of a really complex relationship that they had there. But they both died on July 4th in 1826.
Yeah, that is sort of weird when you look at it. But
that's very weird. You know, it's a little kind of like,
You know, reality's, you know, stranger than fiction.
Exactly. But that is pretty interesting to hear that they died on a day that had such significance in their life. And That was also the 50th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. 1826 was.
It is. And something I urge people to do, you know, you don't have to do with this 4th of July, but 4th of July, read it. You know, read the Declaration of Independence. A lot of people haven't read it.
Haven't read it, yeah.
Yeah, read it.
And there's so much history, like you said. I mean, in Philadelphia, just going there, you know, and seeing all of the history, it's like it can come alive to you. And it's not just what you learned in the high school, you know, history books and things like that, or in government classes, but you can actually go and see where these places were and where these things took place.
I think so. You know, and you look back, and the war, particularly the Revolutionary War, you know, it spans a lot of the East Coast and a lot of places. You know, and it's interesting to see the history and the places that were involved in that struggle.
It really is interesting to see that. But, you know, a little bit more trivia here. On July 4th, 1831, James Monroe, another one of the presidential founding fathers, died as well. So another 4th of July death. But, you know, before we get too sad and too morbid about the 4th of July and some of our previous presidents, President Calvin Coolidge, our 30th president, was actually born on the 4th of July.
He was. He was born on in 1872. He was also one of the, I think he was the third, I think there were three presidents that visited Sapelo. I think Coolidge was one of them. Jimmy Carter was another, you know, and I think Hoover may have been the other president, but these were presidents that actually visited Sapelo Island, Georgia.
Well, they were very smart. Very smart presidents. Now, are there any other countries that celebrate the 4th of July?
I think there are. You know, the Philippines celebrates the 4th of July.
Yeah, they celebrate something called Republic Day. And actually, in 1946, they ceased to be a U.S. territory. And July 4th was actually considered Independence Day for them as well for a while. But they changed it in 1964 to Republic Day as a way to really recognize really all of the events and things that took place for them. They changed it to Republic Day. But 4th of July is a big day there as well.
That's true. In many European countries, the 4th of July is celebrated, especially by expats and people who have families family from the United States.
Well, you know, that's true. And when I was flying with Pan Am, I was almost always in Liberia for the 4th of July. And there were a lot of British expats that lived in Liberia that worked for Firestone, for the Firestone plantation there where they had the rubber trees growing. And it was always funny because we'd have this big party. So we were celebrating Independence Day and the Brits were celebrating getting rid of us. So we always had a pretty lively party that we would have. And it was all in fun because the British Caledonia crews would be there as well as the Pan Am crews. So we would have a really, really good time with that. So absolutely is celebrated because if you think about it, the expats, I mean, they take all of the holidays, traditions, and their culture with them when they're living in these other countries. And the embassies, the U.S. embassies will have parties. A lot of the military bases will have parties and get-togethers and cookouts and picnics and things like that to celebrate the 4th of July, too. So it really is celebrated all over the world if you think about it from those terms.
Yeah, particularly the beer companies. I mean, that's one of their biggest holidays. They definitely celebrate the 4th of July.
Well, yes, they do. They make something like $190 million back in 2008 with just selling beer around this holiday. So that's a lot of beer.
It is. It is. And again, it's a time to have spend time with family and friends. And again, it's also time to give thanks to look where this country has come and where we're at. You know, and I guess it's a reflective point, you know, and, you know, whatever you have, you cherish. And if you don't cherish it and keep it, you lose it.
Well, that's very true. That's very true. Now, what about hot dogs? You know, we talked about barbecue and chicken and ribs and beef and those kinds of things. And you mentioned even lamb and some other meats as well. But what about the hot dog? That's kind of an American tradition.
You know, the hot dog and the hamburger. And Americans eat some 20 billion hot dogs per year. 20 billion hot dogs.
Wow. And how many of those are actually on the 4th of July?
155 million are eaten during that period.
155 million hot dogs are being eaten today.
Right.
That is amazing. Oh, my goodness. Now, we're going to have a hot dog. Maybe just throw one on there so we can be part of that 155 million.
I don't know. I think I'd rather have a rib.
Well, I'd rather have a rib, too. But, hey, it sounds interesting. I love hot dogs. But, you know, this is all very interesting information. Now, we use as our source Time.com and Newsfeed.com. And, of course, Huffington Post always has great travel and holiday information. So those are our sources. But great, great trivia, Dr. Bill. So are you ready to go on one of these trivia shows?
I don't know about that, but I'm definitely ready to go on one of the hot dog eating contests that they have up there on Coney Island.
Oh, really? You do that?
I don't know if I'd win, but I definitely enjoy the first 10 hot dogs I ate.
Again, thank you for spending the 4th of July with us today. We have enjoyed having you here. So come back with us in 2 weeks on North Georgia's News Talk, AM550 and FM 102.9. Thanks, guys. Have a great 4th.
God bless you.